Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Hey, it's Christopher. It's time once again for another Bob and Tom Extra. You know, we get you to work every morning on the show. Now, every afternoon at 3, we'll post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home. Coming up on today's show, a classic Bob and Tom show with comedians Jimmy Schubert and Bill Burr. Plus, Donnie Baker calls in right after this classic Pat Godwin tune.
Jumped in a taxi cab, I said, driver, Central Park. He looked at me so quizzically, I could tell he was in the dark. So I acted out my park charade, and with my arms the trees I made. 'Cause nobody speaks English anymore. I went down to Miami Beach where the weather is nice and sunny. I walk into a liquor store, but the guy there talks real funny. I ask him for a pint of old Jim Beam. He says, no entiendo. What does that mean? Nobody speaks English anymore. At the corner deli. Hell, I think I'm in Pakistan. Speak English, smelly. Or you can go back to Iran. I came here many years ago. Learned my ABCs. I don't say muchas gracias. I say pretty please. So get yourself to a classroom quick. You're in America now. Stop making me sick. Nobody speaks English anymore.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
This is the Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, hi. Thanks very much for joining us. With us in the studio, comedian Jimmy Schubert is here with us. He has recently been in Afghanistan with Drew Carey. Part of that's documented in his new DVD, Alive and Kicking, featuring stand-up comedy and a little bit of entertaining for the troops. Also with us in the studio, Bill Burr. We were catching up on Bill's personal life from Boston. Fairly big family. How many?
Six?
Now you, yeah. Jimmy Schubert, you were one of six boys. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm
any,
a real.
Any
I'm,
girls in the mix?
No girls. No girls.
Now, your situation, Bill. Huh? What was it?
Five boys and a girl.
Okay, so it's just a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
But your dad was a dentist, as opposed to Jimmy. Your dad was a cop. We were talking about your personal life. You've got a beautiful young girlfriend that you're very happy with.
Mm-hmm.
You'd like to see her heavy with child, and she does not concur.
You know, if I never want to have a kid, that's how I should describe it to her.
I want you
heavy with the child.
Yeah, because that would turn her off.
I
want you face
Chris.
Down in a pile of donuts, sweetheart, waiting to have.
Sorry,
my baby.
I didn't word that.
Yeah.
Didn't word that well.
Barefoot pregnant. That's how you want her.
I just want to artificially inseminate somebody really bad. I see a tray of ice cubes and a
yeah. No, do you mind if I have you had the professionally vasectomy?
Vasectomy?
No, I have not.
Okay.
No. But, you know,
so you're not writing off the possibility down the road there'll be a little Jimmy?
What are you kidding me? I'm Irish Catholic. Huh? You know, I'll stoop you without a condom on. You know what I'm saying? Not because I want to, because that's what the Pope says. The Pope says don't use them. I'm with them.
Oh, boy. Well, there you go. Huh?
Well, let's see. What else is new in your life, Bill? You did your Comedy Central special. It's great stuff.
Yeah, I've written a new hour of stand-up, and I've just been putting that together and hopefully getting ready to tape another DVD at the end of this year. That's the game plan, and going to all the spots around the country, all the places I like to go to, Columbus being one of them.
Now in the summertime, do you get a chance? Do you plan your touring schedule around sporting events? Do you try to go? So I know you're going to see some hockey this week.
Yeah, because if you don't, it's just like one Cheesecake Factory after another, and it's like, there's only so long you can watch those people, their faces pressed against the glass.
Yeah,
you put cookies in that one. Wasn't fattening enough with just the cake. You had to add another dessert in there, you psycho. No, they're really trying to kill people over there. Yeah. I don't know what their deal is.
Something every once in a while.
It's good food. No,
I love how they word it, though, when you go to a restaurant. Would you care for some dessert? What do you mean care for? Like open up a viable, emotional place for it in my life and take care of it and support it when it goes? Why don't you just say what you mean? You still hungry? We have pie. Huh? Think you could choke that out of 900 calories on top of the two entrees you already ate?
I don't think so.
Well, now, you guys do a lot of restaurant eating. Obviously, you're on the road all the time.
I try to go to mom and pop places. I'm not a big chain.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like you walking to those chain places. They make you do half the work.
Yeah.
Like, let me get a turkey sandwich, lettuce, tomato on rye with mayonnaise. And the guy's like, all right, turkey sandwich, lettuce, tomato on rye. I go, yeah, and mayonnaise. And he goes, oh, the mayonnaise is it's right over there.
Uh-huh.
It's like, really? Well, then why don't you go over there and put it on my sandwich? Okay? I don't work here.
Uh-huh.
You get that?
That's right.
I'm on this side of the register. Guy
Hello.
Who orders sandwich, guy who makes sandwich. I'm sorry they fired the mayonnaise guy, but I'm not doing it. You know, I give you 100% of the money to make 100% of the sandwich. It's not like a relay race. You make half of it, you pass it up to me, and I throw a pickle on it, frisbee it over to my mom. No, they do that like everywhere, you know.
Yeah.
Airline flights. Mm-hmm. If you use the blanket, if you could just fold it up, help expedite the cleaning of the... No! I did my job. I said a prayer during takeoff and landing that we wouldn't crash. I didn't try to open the cockpit door. I'm done.
Now, are you the guy that doesn't return the tray then?
What tray?
No, I don't.
In the restaurants where they have trays and you're supposed to...
I don't, because all you're doing is you just...
You're working.
You're taking, you're taking.
You're now a busboy.
Another guy's job, who then could go on to write jokes and take my job. You know what I mean? That's like those automated lines at the grocery store.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and people try to act like that's like a technological advancement. It's like, no, it isn't. That's just me doing the job. People are like, it's easier. It's like, how is it easier than just standing there doing nothing while two people do it for you? I had one guy go, well, I don't like making the small talk. It's like, you're an adult. You don't have to engage. Just give them the look.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, oh, strawberry Pop-Tarts. I've always enjoyed those. Just give them that look.
You just stare at
them. Okay, yeah. All right.
All right.
Guess he's not in a mood. And you're done.
No, you can't do that.
Tom is the king.
So I'm guessing you oppose.
Get a load of this, Bill. Yeah. Tom and Christy both organize their groceries in the cart as they want them bagged.
Yes.
They put them on the conveyor
belt. That's too much work.
No. You've got to do it that way.
Because then when you get home, it's so much easier to put them away.
Yeah, you get the cleaning products in with the chicken if you don't do it that way.
Yeah, we don't.
What if you get the bag?
What
if you get the bag boy who decides to separate your stuff?
Well, a lot of times.
Then you start barking orders.
A lot of times I bag my own groceries.
Mm-hmm.
Of course you do.
You hear that?
No.
You remember those old 1950s footage when you pulled into a gas station, like 12 guys attached
your
car?
Oh, sure.
Some girl came out on roller skates and gave you a drink. It's like, what happened to that?
Let's see. I know a reality. The end of slavery. There are a couple of things.
Slavery?
They took us off the gold standard.
People were making money. You would come in and check the oil in your car. Come on.
No more slavery.
They took us off the gold standard.
Is that what it was? Bob and Tom show.
I mean, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
Hey, Bert. You speak for all of us, man. I'm sick and tired of going places and having to make my own drinks and stuff. You're right. We don't work. Oh, and then barbecue sauce, you know. You can get it with chicken, but not fries or fish. Oh, and then three pepper sauce. They may have it on the pump, but not in the packet. That's unchristian. And the fact remains, if we're going to make our black drinks, if they're going to make us make our own drinks, do what I do, Burr. I fight fire with fire. They put up a sign that says free refills. I don't play. I still got a McDonald's cup that says Toy Story 2 on it. I swear to God I do. That's on their dime.
You're a rebel.
I gotta go.
Okay, thanks. Thanks very much, Donnie.
Well, you got that. When you got to make half the sandwich, but there's people where they go over the top, like the other direction. Well, you're sitting there eating, and you go, "No, this looks delicious. I can't wait to dig in." And the guy jumps up, you know, a fresh pepper. Yeah, hey, you scared the hell out of me. What do you got there? A table leg? How much leverage do you need on the pepper seed? You're not pressing apples. I'm looking for a tangy accent on my salad. Uh-huh. Yeah. And then you got the cheese guy comes out. I'm going, "Couldn't you guys do this back there and then bring it out to me?"
Sure.
It's all this extra presentation.
Yeah, you want the guy that you don't get a chance to actually eat the food?
Yeah.
Because they come by every 30 seconds.
How was it?
How was your food?
How was it?
You know, my favorite thing I love when I did it. How's everything? Everything's great except for the food and the service. Everything's terrific.
Well, back to the two hotels do that.
Yeah.
You ever like, you come from a long flight and you just want to chill out and you're laying down and right as you're going to nod off, the phone rings. You're like, who the hell is that? I don't want to be in this town. You pick it up. Yeah, just making sure everything's okay up there. Yeah, everything's great. There's a bed. Seems to be working. I was trying to use it.
I don't know.
That's true.
Everyone's trying to do a better job, though. Did you get your car fixed lately? And the next day that somebody calls you?
Yeah, and ask how the service was?
Sure. And then they want you to take a survey? What's with all the surveys?
That's
good God.
Trying to find out.
Well, it's like, I had a computer problem the other day.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and I called the company, and they gave me an 800 number to call. Now guess who I'm talking to?
Some guy
Slumdog Millionaire.
Yep.
Right, Slumdog Millionaire. And, I live in America. I mean, it's like, can I talk to somebody? His main mode of transportation is an elephant.
Mm-hmm.
I live in America. I want it done today. You know, so while I was on hold for 72 hours, I popped in one of those Rosetta Stone CDs and learned Hindi. So by the time he got to me, I could actually converse with him in his own language. You know? Apparently, I just needed to reboot.
That's the voice of Jimmy Schubert.
But, I mean, again, it's like technology has gotten – they're getting rid of phone booths because everybody's got cell phone. And I'm going, where's Superman? Ain't going to change.
That's right.
No place.
He's going to have to use the dumpster now. Thanks for saving me.
My theory on this is, I recently witnessed this. In fact, one of the places where I get gas all the time has one of the only pay phones around at all.
Right? Yeah.
And you'll see this happens all the time. You'll be pumping gas. You see a guy pull up on a cell phone.
Yeah.
Gets out of the car, turns the cell phone off or whatever, folds it up, walks over to the pay phone, makes a call. Now, I don't know. What do you think's going on there?
He's either making a drug deal or he's got a mistress.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I like about payphones? What I loved about the payphone or the phone booth per se is that you can actually go in and you could close the door.
Get some peace
and actually hear. It was quiet. You could see the guy having a conversation. Maybe he's going a little nuts, but you didn't hear it. Unlike, of course, if you're in line at the Starbucks and you got to hear about grandma's big toe operation.
Yeah.
Five people back. I will scissor kick a baby through a plate glass window. Could you use your inside voice? For God's sake. Shut up. it's not that interesting. Uh-huh.
People are a little loud.
And it's everywhere. In the stall at the airport, you know, people are on their phones, and you're in the back.
Guys in there launching a sewer pickle having a full-on conversation. Can you just be quiet for a minute?
Wait a second. Launching a sewer pickle, write that down.
Launching the sewer pickle.
It's so disgusting and rude,
I think. It's hard to make calls on because there's music everywhere.
They're gonna have it. They're gonna have technology where you're gonna be able to use it on a plane, and that is just
what
gonna
the
be,
phone. Oh, God. Can you imagine?
It's already bad enough when you just get that guy making that deal. Like
then
like
there'll
Jimmy
be one.
Saying.
Yeah, you'll be sitting next to him.
About that.
Oh man!
Completely just oblivious to everything's going on.
Oh,
we're gonna send the parts down and just yelling and screaming. And I was at this airport, and this woman is actually screaming and yelling at the top of her lungs in Norfolk, and people are just gathering like a circle around her, like, really?
It's her world. You're just an extra. That's all.
I had one kid. This guy was talking so loud, I turned around, and I gave him this look, like, shut the hell up.
Right.
And he's so, like, into himself. He thought I was just looking at him. Like, he just gave me the nod like he knew me. He's like, hey, what's going on? Right?
Hey, nice. Enjoyed your TV special.
There you go, a little Bob and Tom Extra for you. Be sure to catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and of course on our website at bobandtom.com. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher. Have a good one.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in an oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.